Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Okay, so here we are. I know that there's a lot going on in the wealth tech world and the fintech ecosystem as we head towards the end of the year, Ned. I would like to ask you, what do you see as the top three challenges facing FS companies as they look to digitize their wealth stack? What do you see as the big pain point that they're going through right now?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. I think the first one is one that has always been ongoing, is that they try to digitize their existing processes. That's the biggest hurdle that there is. You know, the way that funds have been sold has been very, transactional. You know, they just sold purely as products. And as we've learned online, if you're not engaging the customer, then you're not winning. So the biggest one is that financial services firms will just digitize, put their funds online and try to sell them. That's the first. The second one is the short-term knee-jerk reaction to these fintech robos are eating our lunch. Therefore, we got to do something quickly. Yeah, I actually just put on LinkedIn today that their report on Barron's that there's over $1 trillion in robo AUM today. So that's a real industry. But I see what happens is fintech, you know, the big FSs think, oh, I must have a robo. Let's do it. Let's see what return I get in the next 6 months to a year. This is not a one-year game. Yeah. This is a 5 to 10 year game. And we just saw Fidelity saying, we started robo in 2016. We're really starting to see fruits from it now. We're going to combine more of our assets into robo. So that's the second one. And the last one would be, and again, this is a little bit of bias on my side, is, you know, robo advisory should be boring. Yet the metaverse, the Web3, crypto, whatever it is exciting. Is it real? I have no idea. You know, I think my views are pretty strongly known that I think there's probably way too much hype. But I think it's hard to put focus on what's the right thing to do, which is helping people in a pretty boring way to save money for their future. That's what we need to do. So that's a great challenge, is that so many competing offerings out there and things to think about. And, you know, are you making money from the metaverse today? Hard to tell. You should be helping your customer just save for their retirement.
I like it. I like it a lot. And you mentioned the second point about taking your time, right? Not all investments are sort of turn around and give you that return overnight. And actually, most a long haul in partnering and working out the best method. And you know, on that, I mean, what steps do you think companies, maybe bigger and large institutions, should take to make certain that they do maximize their return on investment through investing in digitals?
But digital wealth especially is, you have to really, don't do it if you're not committed for 5 to 10 years. Yeah. A return on investment over 1 year doesn't work. And yeah. I have pretty strong views about POCs and sandboxes. They don't work. It's a waste of time for everybody. It's hard for the startup because we get paid a small amount to do a lot of work. It's hard for the FS because what they're really saying is, hey, let's put a little bit of money and hope we get a big result. That just never works, right? I'm sure there have been some proof of concepts that work, but in general, it doesn't. So if you want a return on investment, really try to think about the lifetime of the customer. You know, saving for retirement is a long haul. And you're really kind of almost spanning a generation, which sounds quite scary when your shareholders are demanding quarterly returns. But if you're not going to digital wealth today, you're going to fall behind. So I think if you want to maximize return on investment, only do it if you're committed. Only do it if you have like a 10-year view on it. And absolutely do not just dabble. And that's not just for robo-advisory, probably for any tech. Take a view, be committed, and then look at the returns on it over a long time. And the other thing is, don't think you can do it yourself. Like, we've talked to many banks and they're like, yeah, we'll just build a robo ourselves. Then you tell them that, let's say it's a Betterment has 400 people just doing robo, or one in Singapore, a Stashway, has 200 people. All they do is robo. We have 70 people here. All we do is robo. And a bank will say, yeah, I've got 5 people in my digital wealth department. We're going to spin up our own robo. Well, with all great respects, good luck, right? Yeah. It's crazy hard to do what we do. And we still find it hard. We've been doing it for a long time. So a return on investment, invest in the best, invest for long term, and don't just try to have a dabble because it won't work.
Yeah, I like it. And partner up, right? So partner up with the people that have the expertise in the market.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
Now, as we look out and we all look out into 2023 and beyond, maybe there's some bruised egos, some bloody noses in the fintech ecosystem as we move into the new year. But what do you see as the key opportunities in wealth and in the fintech and FS ecosystem as we move into the new year?
Yeah, there's definitely some bruised egos. You know, gravity has a way of applying itself not just to our world, but to our ecosystem. You know, yeah. Last year you can get 100 times revenue for just turning up, right? Now you'll be lucky to get 5 times revenue for slogging it out for 10 years. So, of course, but I think that's how markets develop, right? We have greed and fear, right? When markets are soaring, we're all greedy, and when things are bad, we're all fearful. I think the things to look out for next year is that amazing word of profitability. I think while there's a lot of VC money around, the only people who are going to raise money not profitable again, notwithstanding everyone's views on it, Web3 is taking a lot of money. Do I think 99% of that will go down the proverbial? I do. But a lot of VC investments don't work out. So I think what you'll look out for next year is, are you taking a bet on something speculative? So again, whether that's in the digital asset space, which I think over a long term will play out, or are you wanting to back profitable companies? And certainly at Bamboo, we are absolutely laser focused on being profitable. And it's a word that was lost. We used to get, every startup got cheered on for raising money. And if I can put out an unpopular view, you're getting cheered on for not being profitable. It's madness, right? Now, of course, the VC route to growth happens when people are willing to, when capital is available. So I think what to look out for next year as an FS is look for startups that are profitable. Look for startups that have partnered with proper big firms. And if you want to take a speculative bet on some of the new ecosystem, then be aware, like most speculative bets, 90%+ of it turns into dust, right? And whether that's Web3 today or the dot-com boom in 2000, most of it turns into dust, but a few diamonds come out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you another question because you've mentioned it a few times, and actually I've been asking a few people this. Okay. So it's nothing to worry about, but here it is. Web3, the metaverse. Is it a myth or is it a reality?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to go with it's a myth. And the reason I say that is that I'm not an expert by any means in this area. So, but Web3 is based on the concept of decentralization.
Yeah.
To be decentralized, we have to run our own servers. Last time I looked, no one's running their own server on their phone, right? All we've done is change one set of servers for another. So while I think there's clearly room for digital assets moving forward, I think the myth that has been perpetrated is that it's the answer to all our problems. And in reality, and I will share with you, if anybody's listening, go to a blog site by a guy called Moxie Marlinspike. Moxie is one of the great cryptographers, and he's put his initial views of Web3. Moxie's been in cryptography longer than we've been around, right? And his central thesis comes down to, it's not decentralized. You're just other people running your servers. Unless you've got a server on your phone, it's not decentralized, right? You do not have ownership. And And he cited a case where he created an NFT that he put out on OpenSea. And to test whether it was truly decentralized, he sold the NFT, which turned into, I hope I can say this on your program, he turned it from a picture of art into a picture of a turd. And OpenSea went into his wallet and took his turd away. And that's not possible. It's decentralized. It's your wallet, right?
Yeah.
So if it's your wallet. So here's the reality from what I see. I just don't know enough about it. From what I know, I think it will end up being some fantastic innovation coming out of it. Do I think today Web3 is a whitewash for a lot of things? Yes. And until we have true decentralization, which I would cheer on massively, I think it's a mainly myth with a little bit of reality, but mainly myth.
Okay, brilliant. And listen, awesome. Thanks for taking part in this. And looking forward to your continued success in 2023 and beyond, mate.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Good to chat.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.